I am so glad to be speaking with this man. I've known Jim Blanchard for a very long time. In fact, Governor, you actually showed up on my show on what date was this? July 1st?
July 1st. It must have been 1996.
Yeah, it was 1996 for sure. It was 30 years ago that I came back to do the morning show. I've actually been here at the radio station doing Focus, doing weekends, filling in for JP, all of that for 50 years. But 30 years ago, I came back July 1st. You were on my first show, Governor.
We
have such a delay
me,
here.
They just hooked
yes,
me in.
You. They just hooked you in. Okay, I'm sorry they didn't have you hooked in.
Yeah.
So, first, you were on my first time back doing the morning show. I hate to put it this way, Jim, but you and I are like the only two still living that were on that show.
Yeah, well, you know what? We've been around, but we've seen a lot, and we've learned a lot, too. And it was an honor to be on your first show. And it's always great to talk with you because you know so much about Michigan, our region, the country, and radio. So, and I'm, by the way, looking out at Lake Michigan at 75 degrees and sunny. I'm in Pentwater, Michigan today.
Oh, boy. A little cooler there and a little more comfortable. But, hey, by the way, did you happen to know Senator Lindsey Graham?
A little bit, yes. I agree with him on some things and not on others, but he was a hard worker, and, you know, God rest his soul.
God rest his soul is right. All right, the thing we wanted to talk with you about is one of the most confusing stories of our lifetime, and it's called the Gordie Howe Bridge. I mean, I don't know what to believe anymore. Somebody came out and said, I think it was Pete Hoekstra said, well, the biggest myth is to say that Canada paid for the bridge. Well, wait a minute. They did pay for the bridge. And then we agreed to certain things, and now we're not agreeing to those certain things.
Yeah.
And now there's something else that's come up, and we've worked out a deal where we'll make money and they'll make money, and then we'll set up a thing with the set up jobs. I mean, this is one of the most perplexing, confusing stories ever, Governor Blanchard.
Well, it's confusing. Let me back up. I've worked on it 20 years, okay? Our Governor Snyder, the Republican successor of mine, did a wise thing, and he was correct then and he's correct now. He made an agreement with Canada to get the bridge done. He made it with the government of Canada. And Canada agreed to pay our share of the bridge, and we would and pay itself back with tolls later, and we would get half ownership without coming up with one dime. Now, why did we do that? I'm the guy that presented that idea to Canada, to the transport minister named John Baird, and I hope he'll be there for the opening because he really deserves a lot of credit. We asked them to fund our share and pay themselves back with tolls because many years earlier, when we did the Blue Water Bridge, Canada didn't have the money they needed. And so Michigan paid for Canada's share of the Blue Water Bridge, and we paid ourselves back with tolls, and it worked very well. And because of that precedent, Canada was willing to do what they've done, which is pay our share, Michigan's share, and agree to pay themselves back with tolls. As I understand it, I don't have all the details, the current agreement that Governor Snyder made with Canada is intact. It has not changed at all. What's added is that apparently there's an agreement to take some of the profits of the income and create an economic development fund to deal with cross-border enhancements to the benefit of both sides when both sides have to agree on the expenditures. And that is that makes this hopefully a final agreement.
Well, time will tell.
Right. Is it a fig leaf for the president to get off the limousine? Possibly. Or is it something new that's really good? Possibly. All I know is we want to move forward and let everybody claim success. That's the best way to do things in politics. Let everybody be a winner.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to attack anybody because if we could just cut the ribbon, all right, you and I will be smiling and our region will be so much better off.
Former Governor of Michigan, former Ambassador to Canada, Jim Blanchard, on our show on Friday, Senate hopeful Mike Rogers came on board and said this is going to happen. He said that he had the inside line and it was going to be announced, and therefore it was announced a little later that day, but he announced it on our show, and I greatly appreciate that. The Canadian government, Michigan, announcing that the bridge will open to traffic July 27th after the agreement was brokered following a delay by the administration of President Trump. But President Trump, this story just came over from a local newspaper. This said, see how it feels? This one says Trump endorsed the agreement Saturday in a social media post, taking credit, surprisingly, taking credit for a much better deal. He said, the president, quote, "I was able to cut a much better deal," all caps, "for America. And by doing so, we will be allowing the new and spectacular Gordie Howe International Bridge spanning Detroit and Windsor, Ontario, to open on July 27th as scheduled," according to the president. You know, you were right, Jim, because you've been around a long time. Success has many fathers.
Rick Snyder cut a better deal than Donald Trump. But you know what? If Donald Trump thinks he should be on Mount Rushmore, so be it. If he thinks this is a better agreement, great. Let's go with it. Let's open the gates. Let's cut the ribbon. And let's worry about the benefits of Michigan, the United States, and Canada.
Because there are, without any money entering in the story, we already know that Michigan will benefit greatly from a second crossing. Now, we can go back to the beginning, and I thought, well, the Maroons have experience. Let them pay for it. Why get the state involved? And the state couldn't end up paying for it anyway. But we are where we are today. There is a bridge built. Let it be open and let the commerce and the advantages of having yet another bridge, let them play out. Let's go.
Yeah, right. We need two crossings. They need to fix up and maintain that Ambassador Bridge. They have not done that properly. But we need two crossings. We need the redundancy for security purposes. The Maroons are still going to make a lot of money. They won't make as much, okay, as they would have with a monopoly. But, you know, most people think they've been gouging the trucking industry and the auto industry all along. They probably, by lobbying the Michigan legislature, they probably delayed this about 4 years. So I think they owe our country some money.
Oh, my goodness. Let me ask you this. I need you to go on the record with this. Former governor, former ambassador to Canada, are you saying, Jim Blanchard, that you don't think the Ambassador Bridge is safe? You feel that it's in need?
No, I'm sure it's safe enough. I don't want to mislead it. Oh, I'm sure
No,
it's
please
safe.
Don't.
But,
yeah,
but they,
yeah.
they are continually told by the Canadian government, keep fixing it up, keep maintaining it. And, you know, for a while they tried to prevent the Canadian government from inspecting the bridge. This was a few years ago. No, not last month.
All right, okay.
A few years ago. So okay. I think they're maintaining it, but it's an old bridge. I think it was built, 1929?
Long time. Hey, we got to run. All I know is Matthew is not his father. He's a whole different guy, and I always hoped for Matthew to be able to get along with everyone when his father didn't necessarily want or care about doing that. I think Matthew has, and I hope that works out and we can all be friends and we can get moving. Thank you for all your work, Jim Blanchard. Always a pleasure. I got to run. Stand by for news, and Ryan Armani is here. Regards, Paul W. Smith.